All right, starting lineups tonight. The Westside Eagles are going to start number 3, a 5-foot junior, Holland Dugan. Number 12, a 5'6 senior, Annalise Lau. Number 23, a 5'6 junior, Lexi Rodriguez. Number 24, a 5'7 sophomore, Elise Reinholt. And number 33, a 5'11 senior, Alana Carr. Hear them being announced there. And the Warriors will be starting their 5 seniors. So it's going to be Shaylin McLean, Talia Andrade, Sam Brown, Robbie Morrison, and Lillian Dumbler. You can hear in the background. I'm going to let you listen. These Warriors appreciate their seniors for one last game here in the regular season. A chance to hear our own John Stearns there on the public address doing a great job of firing up the crowd, making this an exciting moment for these 5 seniors. All right, folks, we are ready to get underway here. 8 minutes on the clock. First quarter set to tip off. It'll be McLean and Carr jumping center. Carr, 5'11", might even have an inch of reach on Shaylin. They might let Robbie jump center. We'll see here. Think they're going to let Robbie jump center to start the game? No, it's going to be Shaylin. Thought they might let Robbie have it. So Shaylin and Alana Carr set to jump center. And we are ready to go here. Pretty good crowd tonight. I'd say we're at about 95% capacity or so. Maybe 90, 95% right there. Warriors win the tip easily. Andrade gets things started. Swings it left angle to Brown. Back to Andrade. Back to Brown. Left angle. Looking inside. Not there. Now she finds McLean at the foul line. Goes baseline to Morrison. Morrison 15-footer. A little strong. Carr with the rebound. Carr gets it to Dugan. Dugan matched up on Andrade. Warriors in man-to-man defense. Swings it out to Rodriguez. Rodriguez over by the Warrior head now on the right angle. Now swings it to Dugan. Dugan looks at a 23-footer but won't take it. Now to Lau. Lau kicks it out to Rodriguez again. Rodriguez swings it cross court. Carr from the elbow. No good. Oh, it went in. My goodness. That ball was coming off at a weird angle and caught the edge of the rim. Bounced in. 2-0. Westside Christian to start things off. They come out in a press. Warriors are going to break that pretty easily. Brown in the left wing finds McLean going to the hoop. She misses the 10-footer there. The rebound pulled down by Carr. Carr with 2 rebounds already in this game. Dugan leaves it for Rodriguez. Top of the key. Hits a 22-footer right there. Lexi Rodriguez makes it 5-0. I haven't seen this team ever shoot that well from the outside before, so interesting to see them knock down a mid-range and then a deep three. Warriors break the press again. Dumbler down in the corner to Morrison. Morrison back to Dumbler for 3 from the right angle. No good. Brown chases down the far side. Rebound. Back out to Andrade. Taking her time. Brown on the left angle. Back to Andrade. Now to Dumbler. Dumbler for an open 3. Same spot. Back iron this time. Reinholtz with the rebound. Gets it ahead to Rodriguez by the Warrior head. There's a 3 by Dugan, a 22-footer. She hits it. I think Reg is going to have to take a timeout here pretty soon. It's 8-0. They're 3 out of 3, and Dugan gets the steal on the inbound. Back to Rodriguez. Rodriguez starts to drive. Loses the ball. It's on the floor. Picked up by Andrade. She gets the steal there. Andrade gets across half court. Works through a little traffic. Now to Brown. Brown down low to Morrison. Morrison turns. Goes up. Her shot blocked by, I think, Carr. And then Carr chases down the rebound. Her third. Gets it to Lau. Lau to Dugan. Dugan on the right angle. Goes down. They trap Lau in the corner. She throws it off of somebody's leg, but we've got a timeout called by Westside Christian. First, they've come out on fire. 2 out of 2 from three-point range. They hit a little 15-footer by Carr, and they've got an 8-0 lead here against the Warriors. Reg going to use this opportunity to make sure he gets these seniors back on track where they need to be. Dumbler's missed a couple of threes that have been good looks for her. She hasn't been able to get on track yet. And the Warriors just haven't done a good job of getting a hand on the shooter's face yet. And I think part of that is they just didn't expect Westside Christian to actually make any threes. If you go back to previous games, they might make two all game. And tonight they start out hitting their first two. And the first one by Rodriguez was about a 23-footer. I mean, she was maybe 22-footer. She was a good 2.5 feet beyond the line at the top of the key. Five seniors are still in there for the Warriors. About 2.5 minutes gone here in the first. Warriors have misses from Morrison and McLean and two by Dumbler. 0-for-4 from the field so far. Rodriguez to Carr. Carr tries to go down low. Stolen by McLean, but she couldn't hang on to it. Couldn't get to it. It came off her fingers as she was defending Reinholtz down there on the low block on the right side. Dugan to inbound, far side of the lane. Gets it in. Reinholtz to Carr. Carr back to Dugan in the corner. They try to trap her. She gets it back to Carr. 15-footer, and she hits another one. 10-0 Westside Christian. Andrade to Brown. Brown cross court to Dumbler, and they break the press. Get it to top of the key to McLean. Back to Dumbler. She drives baseline, lays it up with the left hand, and in. Down the right side, put it up with the left hand. She got a little deep on the baseline to be able to shoot with the right. Went to the left real smoothly there and laid it up. 10-2, Warriors trailing. 3 minutes gone. Rodriguez swings it over to Lau. Lau down in the corner to Carr. She goes baseline, misses the shot. Good defense there, and then Brown blocks the shot. They come out of there with it. Lau misses a jumper and chase down the far side. They save it to Reinhold. She pulls up, misses badly, and McLean with the rebound gets it to Andrade. Three shots that time on the basket, and no results for Westside. McLean, elbow jumper, good from the right elbow. Shaylin McLean hitting her first basket of the game. Warriors down 10-4. Dugan to Rodriguez, back to Dugan, top of the key extended, swings it to Lau. They go down in the corner to Carr. She loses it, back out to Lau. Lau tries to go baseline to Carr. Carr turns, throws up an awkward shot, nothing there. Rebound by Dumbler to Andrade. Andrade cross half court. Pulls up, gets it to Brown, knocked away. She chases it down, gets it to Andrade. Andrade works back towards the top of the key and then to Dumbler on the right angle extended. Back out. Now they swing it back to Dumbler. 21-footer, right corner, a right angle. It's good. Sorry, I told you right corner. It's the right angle there, right at the 45-degree mark. She buries it. 1-for-3 now for Lil. 10-7. Warriors down 3. Lau on the right angle. Back out on top. They swing it left side to Dugan. Fakes the three. Goes down low to Carr. Carr runs into McLean. Loses the ball. And she's staggering. She ran. She turned and just ran right in with her head down low. Ran right into McLean. Dumbler for another three. This one no good. Morrison tips it. McLean gets it out of there. Puts it up. Misses going to the foul line. Boy, Carr took a shot to the face. She caught the ball and she went to spin and didn't realize that Shaylin was standing right there, and she ran her face right into the kind of the chest and belly of Dumbler, and I think probably hurt her nose a little bit. Looked like she was checking for blood. McLean hits the first. Warriors have settled down now. It's 10-8. 3:21 left in the first quarter. 10-8, Warriors down two. McLean hits a pair. She's turned herself into such a consistent foul shooter. She'll have a few times where they rim in and out, but overall, she's really improved herself at the foul line. Somebody who can be depended on even late in the game now. Rodriguez by the Warrior head, swings it far court to Lau. Lau back on top to Dugan. Dugan to Rodriguez. Angle three on the right side, no good. McLean with the rebound, so Westside's finally cooled off. They hit their first four shots. Brown on the left angle, swings it all the way across, right side by the Warrior head to Dumbler. Dumbler now goes high post, foul line. McLean turns, ooh, air ball to the left side. It looked good from here. It was the right distance. It just didn't come off in the right direction. 10-9, Warriors down one, 2:49 to go, first quarter. This was a 10-0 game. Warriors scored nine straight. Ball tipped out of bounds by Dumbler. Westside will inbound far side of the court about the height of the top of the key. They get it into Dugan. Dugan working against this 1-3-1 zone now that the Warriors are in. Swing it over to Lau. Lau for a three, and she hits it from the left angle. Annalise Lau, her first basket of the game. 13-9, Westside. Brown gets it across. High post to Morrison. Pulls it down back to Brown. Brown to Dummler. Dummler left side three misses, but McLean puts it back up and in. Sorry about that. I stumbled over that. But Dummler took a kind of a left wing three there. Missed it, but put back by McLean. Good rebound there. Dugan out top. Ryan Holtz down in the corner to Carr. Carr, Brown on her tight. Gets it to Dugan. Sloppy with the ball there. Gets it back out to Carr. Carr puts up a three. No good. And Dummler with the rebound. Andrade, 1:50 left to go, first quarter. Andrade down to Brown. Brown will take a three from the left wing, no good. Rebound chased down by Dummler, gets it to McLean, back out on top to Andrade, to Dummler on the right angle, down in the corner for McLean. Back out, they swing it to Brown. Now they go left baseline to Lily, and Lily Ann knocks down a little 12-footer there on the left baseline. Good ball movement by the Warriors. Dummler had that ball on the right baseline. They rotate all the way back around. She ran the baseline, came out on the other side, and got the uncontested jumper. 13-13 game, 1:15 to go. They get underneath the Carr. Carr lays it up and in. They found the weak spot of the zone that time, and Carr has six in the game. 15-13 Westside. Life's going to get a little tougher for him here in a few minutes, and Brown travels, a little indecision there against the press. She really wasn't being pressured. She just wanted to go one way and then decided to go the other and change her pivot foot. 1:05 to go, first quarter, 15-13. Westside Christian Eagles ahead. Here comes Curtis Mueller up here. Curtis gave us a good rendition there on the national anthem. Rodriguez with a long three, no good. Weak side rebound by number 13. That is Madison into the game. Throws it into the back court, throws it away as Dugan chases it down, and it's an over and back. 13-15, Warriors down two. Get it into Dummler. Dummler back to Andrade. Andrade swings it left angle to Brown. Down on the baseline to Morrison. Back to Brown. Now they get it in mid-post to McLean. She turns around and scores from about 8 feet. That's a nice little turnaround hook shot. I hope my daughter's watching that because that's a nice post move right there. Dugan works left side. Tries to reverse it. Nothing there. Now she gets it back out on top. 30 seconds to go. There's a drive by Rodriguez. Takes a tough shot. Runner from about 15. Misses. Dummler with the rebound. Loses it. McLean there to pick it up. Nice job by Shea Lynn. And then gets it to Andrade. Andrade beats her man up the left side. There's a reach in on Carr. Good job by Talia to put the pressure on. Second team foul on Westside. Warriors don't have any. 19.4 seconds left to go. Brown to inbound. Gets it to Andrade. Andrade gets it across half court. Back to Brown. Brown loses it. Took her eye off the ball. She was looking at who she wanted to pass it to and just took her eyes off. Lack of focus there by Sam. 14.6 seconds left. 15-15 game. Here comes Dugan. Dugan to Rodriguez. Rodriguez right side. Three-pointer by Carr, no good. Rebound, Andrade with 3 seconds. Two, one, tries to throw it, gets knocked down. She's going to get three free throws. She got hit at half court as she's trying to shoot this three-pointer, a heave, and just a terrible defensive decision. It's going to be on Holland Dugan, who just got right up into the chest of Andrade as she was trying to shoot with 0.4 seconds to go. Andrade, misses the first one. Reg telling her that she's got it, girl. She's got it. Two more for Talia. She misses the second one as well. She got a gift here. You got to capitalize on those gifts. Somebody fouls you shooting a half-court shot. And the third one won't go either. Morrison pulls down the rebound. That's the end of the quarter. So after one quarter, we have a 15-15 game. Amity Warriors and Westside Christian Eagles all tied up. We'll be back after this message. This is Warrior Basketball.
Thank you. My car's like new. Change over your car, start it, do the same for you.
An auto accident can be a very frustrating experience. It doesn't have to be. At J&W CarStar, we take pride in both our customer service as well as the repairs we do. Turn in your claim and relax. We'll take it from here.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see.
people who care.
Stairs Auto Body offers professional repairs for all makes and models of vehicles, specializing in GM products. From minor scratches to major collision repairs, Stairs Auto Body does it all, and they will work with all insurance companies to ensure a smooth and high-quality process. Don't put off what needs to be done to your vehicle. Come in and see Curtis for a free estimate. Stairs Auto Body, located behind Larson Motors on Highway 99 in McMinnville. All right, Warrior fans, ready to start the second quarter. 15-15. Warriors gave up a lot of open shots to Westside, and they were able to capitalize them on it very well. It's going to be Westside ball to start the second quarter. Sorry, I had to write a note to myself to do something later there. Madison swings it to Rodriguez, over to Reinholtz. Reinholtz back to Rodriguez, and top of the key extended. Now we've got Keeley into the game in there for Morrison, so the Warriors get a lot quicker on the perimeter. Carr pulls up from the foul line, misses badly. Brown with a rebound to Andrade. Andrade pushing the ball. Reg heating her on, gets it up the right side to Graham. Graham takes it inside, back out to McClain. McClain, a little six-footer from the left side of the key, and she banks it in, uses the glass so well. She's really, really worked hard at that. There's a steal by Andrade. Andrade going to take this one the whole way, and the shot blocked. She's fouled. She'll go back to the line. That's going to be on Dugan. That's her second. 17-15 Warriors. And Talia, after missing all three foul shots there near the end of the first quarter, going to go back to the line to shoot two. Reg reminding her to follow through and take her time. First one. Perfect. So Talia's in the scorebook with a point tonight. She'll have one more. Second one is up and good. So she's got those nerves out of her way there and makes a couple of free throws. Rodriguez brings it up slowly. 1-3-1 for the Warriors still. Graham on top of that. There's a tip. Rodriguez chases it down. Dribbling past Graham. Gets to the foul line. Throws it in the corner to Dugan. Dugan puts up a long two. Air ball. Brown with a good box out. Chases it down. And then it's knocked away from her and stolen by Reinholtz. Reinholtz to Madison on the baseline. And she gets it to drop. Laura Madison with her first basket of the game. 19-17 Warriors. Andrade at the Warrior head. Back out to Graham. She'll run the point now. Dumbler down in the corner to Brown on the left side. Back out to Graham. Graham will take an angle three. Looks good. Peely Graham with her first basket of the game. Love seeing her take that three. She's so quick off the drive. That three keeps the defense honest. It's a pass to Rodriguez at the Warrior head. Graham dogging her tight there. She picks up her dribble top of the key, reverses it and throws it away. Just turned and threw it. 22-17 Warriors. Husky in, Brown out. So we've got Brene Husky, Keely Graham, Talia Andrade, Shaylin McClain, and Lillianne Dumbler in the game for the Warriors. 1-2-2, press, put on by Westside. Warriors break it without any problem. Had a chance to really attack the basket and didn't do it. Graham out by the center circle, working on Dugan, spins away from her, shuffles it to McClain, down in the corner to Husky. Husky back to Graham. Graham fakes the three. Ooh, had McClain inside, didn't give it to her. Got to give her to her when she's open. Dumbler with a 21-footer, no good. Rebound by Carr. Carr's got at least four boards in this game. Dugan, bounce pass to Rodriguez. Rodriguez pulls up for a three, no good. Andrade can't get it. Ball's knocked out of bounds off Andrade. It'll be Eagles basketball way out in the left corner. Rodriguez will inbound it out there. And she gets it into Carr. Carr back to Rodriguez for three. Air ball. Weak side rebound. Husky. Husky picks up her dribble. Gets it to McClain. McClain heads up play there by the center to come back. Realized the guard was in trouble. Keeley didn't realize it. There's a corner three from Dumbler. Good! Lillianne Dumbler with a three. Her second of the game. She is now like two out of five or two out of six from out there, but she's hit a couple. I think two of her last three now. They get it out. Rodriguez puts up a three, partially blocked by Graham. Dugan back to Madison. 18-footer, no good. Dumbler gets the rebound, takes it away from her teammate McClain there. Graham across half court, drives baseline, bounce pass out to Husky. Keeley fell down in there. They go to McLean at the foul line. Turns and hits. Shayla McLean with 12 points here in the first half. That was a nice little 15-foot turnaround jumper against that zone. They were playing a little soft, and that 15-footer is wide open. And the two best players in the league at shooting that. There's a three by Rodriguez at the other end. But the two best players at hitting that turnaround, that jumper at the foul line, the best is Rojas from Dayton, but the next best is McLean. McLean now on the baseline misses a 16-17-footer. Dumbler with a weak side rebound out to Husky. Husky could turn and go to the basket, didn't see it. Andrade with the ball, swings it right angle to Graham, extended there. Now she'll back it up. Red Jelly to get it to her when she posts up. Warriors not very confident making those passes. Now they make a bad one, and it's on the ground. It's going to be a jump ball. That should be Warrior basketball on the alternating possession. Got a couple subs in and out of the game here. Hatch into the game for Andrade. Andrade played the first 12 minutes of this game about. Did a pretty good job overall. There's a corner three for Dumbo. That one's short. Rebound, tipped loose, picked up by Reinholtz. Reinholtz to Dugan. Dugan working on Graham to get across half court and does so finally. Graham tips it away, going to get a foul. 28-20 Warriors, 3:55 left in the first half. That's Graham's first foul, first team foul on the Warriors here. 14 fouls on the Eagles. Lau back into the game. She gets it to Dugan. Dugan working on Graham. This 1-3-1 throws it way down low. Carr gets it on the baseline. Throws an awkward pass to Madison. Back out to Dugan for three. Short. Rebound by Madison to Lau. Lau, her pass stolen away by Graham. And then Carr reaches in and fouls. That's going to be two on Carr, I believe. She didn't like the foul. Didn't like that she did that. But it probably saved a fast break the other way because Graham had a head of steam, was headed down the floor very quickly. Warriors basketball coming up on 3.5 minutes to go. First half, Hatch down in the corner on the right side to McLean. Back out to Graham down the left corner to Dumbler. Now they swing it back around. Now they go high post to McLean. McLean swings it to Hatch, 17-footer. Good! Nice roll there by Hannah Hatch. Her first shot and first basket of the game. 30-20 Warriors. Remember, they're down 10-0 to start this game, so a 30-10 run. There's a steal by Dumbler. She throws it ahead to Graham. Graham going hard into Madison, up with the right hand, scores! Keely Graham would not be stopped. Great pass, too, by Dumbler. She threw that out ahead of Keely and let her run and go get it, but gave her lots of room to work with. Sometimes they throw that ball so far down that by the time the player gets to it, they don't have any room to work with. It's passed down on the baseline, and a shot up and in by number 25. That is Rebecca High, her first two. 32-22 Warriors. Hatch goes to McLean. McLean turns, and she's going to be fouled before the shot. Going to be on Madison, I believe. But that was a good job by Hannah Hatch. She caught the pass to push the ball up the floor. About the Warrior had turned, saw Shaylin had already posted up Madison right on the block. And I'll give Shaylin a lot of credit here. And I'm talking her up a lot because I know how hard she has worked to become a better post player. And that was a perfect example of taking advantage of a break. There's a three-pointer by Dumbler. Misses. Husky with a rebound in traffic. Back out to Dumbler at the center circle. To Graham. Graham will take a 21-footer. No good. McLean tipping, working for the weak side rebound. Can't get it. It's off of her out of bounds. She tipped it two or three times there, but couldn't come down with it. Good officiating crew here tonight, too, by the way. Not sure what their names are. They did the JV boys game first. JV boys won like 80-43, I think. But they're doing this one also, and they're doing a good job. Calling the game real fair, letting the girls play, but not letting them get away with stuff that really impacts the play. Right corner, Rodriguez finds a cutter. Madison gets bumped by Dumbler, and that's going to be a foul. That's a good call. Second team foul on the Warriors. First one on Dumbler. I think Keeley has the other foul for the Warriors. 16 fouls on them. Keeley tips the ball away. Hatch gets the steal. Gets it to Graham. Graham wheeling up the middle of the floor. Gets a little traffic there. Gets past Rodriguez. Goes to Dumbler. Left angle. Three-point line. Doesn't want to shoot that one. Was contested. Back out to Graham. 2 minutes to go. First half. 31-22 Warriors. Go to Plummer. Plummer down in the corner to Dumbler. Cuts through. Now they go to McLean. McLean turns and scores. Carr cannot keep Shaylin from getting that low post position. Once again, my daughter's a young post player, eighth grader, and I hope she's watching this because Shaylin's putting on a clinic on what to do when you're bigger and stronger and you have those low post skills. So, Audrey, watch Shaylin. most of what she does. All right. Madison almost loses the ball out of bounds. Gets it back to Lau, center circle. 1.5 minutes to go, 33-22 Warriors. They're trying to run a little weave, but they don't have the ball handling. Then Keeley reaches in and gets a cheap foul there. They didn't need to foul on that. That team was going to struggle to run a weave against you and do anything with it off the dribble. They just don't have the ball handlers. Second one on Keeley. Third team foul. Reg not happy about that foul. That wasn't a good one by Keeley. She's usually a little smarter with her fouls than that. Go down in the corner to Madison. Madison back out to Carr. Carr at the three-point line wants to drive. Kicks it down to Lau. Back out, and that's going to be an over and back. As Rebecca Hay chases it down, it's past the timeline. Good defense by the Warriors to make that a tough pass. 1:10 to go, first half. Plummer looks at a three. Nobody's guarding her. She's going to have to... That's something she's going to have to improve between now and next year. She's got to become a threat from that three-point line because nobody's guarding her right now. Plummer dribbles in and travels. Couldn't find McLean. Tried to find Graham, and by that time it was too late. I think Reg telling her, hey, shoot that ball when you're open. Don't worry about missing a shot. You got to take those open shots when you have them. Carr swings it down to Madison. Three-pointer, no goal, no good. Ball tipped off a hatch and out of bounds. 51 seconds to go, second quarter. Warriors up 11. They were down 10 to start the game. It's been a 33-12 run since that point. Carr to Lau. Lau a little short. Five-footer on the baseline, and she gets it. Annalise Lau with 5 points in the game. Warriors back up by nine. Dumler down in the corner to Hatch. Hatch underneath McLean. McLean lays it up and in. That, they're trying to press, and they're not fronting the post player, and Shea Lynch is going right down to the block and waiting for the ball. Just terrible press, and there's a pass that takes Madison out of bounds on the sideline at the far end of the court here. Warriors basketball, 25.6 seconds to go. Dugan in. It's Dugan, Rodriguez, Reinholtz, Carr, and Lau. Warriors have Plummer and Graham. And there's Dumler, Hatch, and McLean. Keeley on the baseline misses the jumper. Plummer battling for it. Goes out of bounds off of Reinholtz. 12.4 seconds to go. Warriors up 11 and the ball. Left side of the key on the baseline. They'll inbound. They box it up. Get it into Shaylin. Try to go back to Lily. Carr read that, got the steal. Shaylin almost got a cheap foul there and then realized what she was doing was a bad idea. Rodriguez penetrates. Carried the ball and got away with it. There's a corner three by Lau. No good. And Carr can't get the shot off on the offensive rebound. So after one quarter, it was 15-15. After two quarters, it's 35-24 Warriors as they outscore the Eagles by a score of 20-9 there in that second quarter. All right. For the Warriors in the first half, balanced scoring, it was not. Shaylin McLean with 16, let me check, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16 points for Shaylin. Lillian Dumler had 10, Graham 5, and Andrade and Hatch 2 each. West side had 3 out of Dugan, 5 out of Lau, 2 out of Madison, 6 out of Rodriguez, 2 for Hay, and 6 for Carr. All right, we're going to take a break for, I'm going to say, about 7 or 8 minutes during halftime here, and we'll be back with the start of the second half. Get you set up for that in just a little while. Hey, welcome back, Warrior fans. I told you we're going to be a little bit longer. And then I saw this wonderful opportunity because I saw two of my favorite former students. And so I wanted to get them on here. First of all, Kennedy Amundson is going to join me here. And then we're going to get one of my other favorite kids, Megan Drader, who I've these are a couple kids I've spent a lot of time with over the years at basketball games and just kind of around school. A couple of our Kennedy, one of our great leaders of all time here in Amity. Right, Kennedy?
I suppose. Yeah, thank you.
How's school going this year?
It's good.
Good? Where are you? Tell people where you are.
I'm at Lynn Benton Community College in Corvallis.
Okay, and are you prepping for a certain career path yet?
Yep, I'm going into business and marketing.
Good.
So I figure if I can talk in front of 300 unruly high school students, I could be a businesswoman.
And put them in their place, right? Because
yep.
I'd see you call people out sometimes like, hey, you guys need to be quiet. We're ready. I've been in some of those pep assemblies. It was great.
Yep.
Hey, so tell me, what's your best memory of being a Warrior?
Well, I was just telling Megan, I probably would go back to the night that it was a USA theme here at the high school.
Yep, okay.
The boys had a playoff
yep,
game.
Yep, I remember that
the
night.
The girls had kicked butt in the night before. and we were all pumped. And then we did the USA theme, and we had face paint, and it was just...
Just a rocking atmosphere.
Yeah, it was an awesome night. And the boys did great, and it was a great way to head off to Coos Bay.
Yeah. So what do you miss about being in school?
Oh, my gosh. Probably stuff like this. Like, just, like, this was, like, the highlight of your week. Like, you felt, like, famous in a small town.
Yeah.
That's kind of what you get to feel like here in Amity.
And, hey, I got to tell you something. We've got a new Kennedy coming along. Maybe you know this. Carly Steele.
Oh, yes.
You know that, right?
I'm her honorary sister.
Yeah, she's your protege, right?
Yes.
And it's interesting because you had a lot of physical issues you had to struggle with. You had cancer, right?
Yep.
As a kid, you had to deal with that. It kept you from being able to play sports and do some of those things. Well, and Carly doesn't have it that bad, but she's got some physical issues.
Yeah.
She's dealing with some struggles with her joints and things and having to fight through that. And so you understand, right? And she's got that same kind of indomitable spirit.
It must be something about when life pushes you down, all of a sudden we like pop up and become Yeah, that's what Carly's headed to.
And Carly, I don't know if you know that, right?
Yes.
The big award, right? Tell people about what you know.
About getting to go to Washington, D.C. with her family, and I'm so excited for her. That is going to be amazing.
What a huge opportunity.
For that to come out of Amity is a huge deal. So
it is.
It's going to definitely put us on the map.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about it. Really proud of her. And I've been coaching with Carl McShane, the 7th and 8th grade girls, and so I see Carly every day after school, and, you know, just a hardworking kid, and she reminds me of you in so many ways. You know, she's... Though I would say she's a little sweeter.
Oh yeah,
you were a little tougher.
Glad.
You were a little tougher, right?
But you know, if she moves into the high school program, she's gonna have to get tough.
Because you could kick some tail, couldn't you, when you need to?
Well, yeah, I guess.
Well, I know, because my daughter had to work under you, so she told me, hey,
me and Elise were the power duo.
She's here tonight, too, somewhere.
I know. You were talking to her.
Okay, she's around here somewhere. So,
yes.
Okay, so hand the headset over to Megan. Thanks, Amity.
Right.
Amity. It almost works. Kennedy Amundson is almost Amity. So,
right.
There we go.
Here's Megan.
Thanks.
Can I, hear you again?
Megan's putting the headset on. Megan Drader. All right, let's get that set. Talk to me.
Yeah.
All right.
Am I here?
Yeah, we're hearing you. So Megan was a real outstanding athlete here, as well as a little bit more of a quiet leader, not quite so outspoken as Kennedy, but more in the background, but a big supporter of Kennedy and the other things that the leadership classes were doing.
For sure.
And just an outstanding athlete here. So tell us what you're doing now.
Well, I'm at Western Oregon University. I'm on the track team, so that's cool. I'm studying exercise science. Yeah,
with the goal to do what with it? Because I started out, my major was in exercise science, and then I became a biology and chemistry major, and then I decided I wanted to teach. And so, you know, are you going to do? What do you want to do?
I'm not completely sure yet. I'm leaning towards athletic training, but I'm also considering, like, physical therapy assistant also, so, like, kind of that area.
Yep, good. And how are classes going so far?
They're good. They're definitely harder than high school, for sure.
See, so if you had some advice for our teachers, would it be to make it a little more rigorous, prepare you guys a little bit better, or were you pretty well prepared?
Well, I mean, yeah, I felt pretty prepared, but it wasn't, like, the same, like, style, I guess. It was, like, a different style and, like, workload.
Yeah.
So that was...
It's a lot more on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot more self-discipline.
They don't come alongside you and say, what can I do to help?
Yeah. No.
So what's your favorite memory of being a warrior?
Oh, sports, for sure. Sporting events, you know? Yeah.
And so what was your best achievement in high school in sports?
When I went to state for long jump and got fourth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was pretty exciting.
Yes, it was.
That was a great state track meet, by the way.
It was.
We had some, I mean, Lindsay won a couple state titles. Amy Kramer won a couple state titles.
Yep.
We had Ibra. Yeah. He won one, right? The 110 hurdles.
He won, yes. And he also, I think he got
fourth in the 400 hurdles, or 300 hurdles, right. Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, that was a fun track meet.
Yes,
that was a lot of it. And then we had the high jump first and second place through the Nelson brothers.
Yes.
That was just an awesome track meet. That was still like Amity just ruled that track meet. Were you down there? Kennedy wasn't there. That was probably the best sporting event of the year in terms of just so many different people to cheer for and go and watch and do this and so much
and
success. It was amazing.
Different areas too.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. That was great. So tell me what you miss most about not being here.
Well, I was just telling Kennedy I miss seeing like my friends every day. You know, we'd have lunch together. We had, I mean, almost all my classes were with my friends. You know, So that's definitely, and then like practice was with my friends. Yeah. So yeah, just seeing my friends every day.
You don't have that same tightness.
Right. You
know, it's a little different generation because when I went to college, you know, no Facebook, no texting, nothing.
Yeah.
So, you know, you might see your friends at Christmas if they happen to be home at the same time you were.
Yeah.
So you guys do have it better in that respect that you kind of know what's going on with everybody at least. And that's
pretty
cool. Well, girls, we're about ready to start third quarter. Thank you for joining me. That was a lot of fun. And I'm sure people listening loved hearing that, getting caught up with you guys. So
thanks for having us.
Thank you. All right. So Megan Drader and Kennedy Amundson, a couple of great Warrior girls back visiting here for senior night. We're ready to start the third quarter, so I appreciate you. I hope you enjoyed that. That's a lot of fun for me to do. I love those girls. I had a lot of fun with them. They're 4 years in high school here. West side ball. Cars pass tipped. Rodriguez gets it back and hits a little 10-footer on the baseline. Rodriguez with 10 in the game now. Warriors up 9. They break the press pretty easy. Get it to Hatch. Hatch lays it up. Comes up short. Got kicked and hurt her knee, and she is not able to continue here. She is limping hard. I don't know if she hyperextended her knee or what happened, but she is not able to walk off the court yet and in a lot of pain. It was kind of an awkward lay, and I thought she kind of landed on somebody or got kicked in there somewhere. So Reg's going to help her off the floor there. And it might just be a little tweak or something. Hopefully that's all it is. Hatch, a critical component of this Warrior basketball team. She brings that mid-range shooting and kind of a comfort with the other starters. All right. West side ball after the rebound there. And they blew the timeout because there was no fast break. Plummer up tight on Dugan. Now the Warriors are pressing 1-2-2-1. They get it to Carr. She drives the left hand, puts up a tough shot. No good. And the weak side rebound in traffic was Graham pulls it out of there. Keeley, a great rebounding guard. She's got the ball center circle, working on Dugan. Goes to Plummer on the left wing. Plummer drives past her man, kicks it out to Dumbler in the corner. 4-3. Good! Lillian Dumbler with her third three of the night. Nice penetration and kick by Plummer to Dumbler. Rodriguez gets it across half court to Lau. Lau throws a cross-court pass, a one-handed overhand pass, kind of a hook pass, trying to get it to Carr, threw it about 6 feet over her head. And, you know, in all my coaching, I tell kids, you know, especially in coaching girls, their hands aren't as big, and tell them one-handed passes are a good way to find yourself on the bench because they usually sail very hard. Now, if you're throwing a bounce pass, a little different, but a one-handed pass trying to throw it down the floor so often just sails out of your hand and goes high or off to the side. Graham penetrates all the way to the basket, lost it on the way up. It was rolling up her arm, couldn't hang on to it, misses the shot. 38-26 Warriors. Rodriguez gets it across half court. Warriors in a 1-3-1 now. Plummer on top. Goes to Dugan. Dugan swings down the corner. Rodriguez for a three. No good. Graham will let it roll out of bounds in the corner, shielding Lau with her body to let it get out untouched. Warrior basketball, 6:13 to go third quarter, 38-26. Graham with the ball. Weaving her way. Oh, gets knocked away by Rodriguez. Gets to Dugan. Dugan pulls up, takes a little shorty, and puts it in over the top of Graham. Dugan with five in the game. Too much dribbling there. To McLean, to Husky, back to McLean. Misses the lay-in. Dumbler gets it back, puts it up with the left hand, and in. Lillian Dumbler with another basket. She has 15 in the game now. Dugan throws it ahead to Carr. Carr down the left side, dribbling in. Pulls up her dribble, out to Rodriguez. Traveled, got away with it. Back out to Dugan. Dugan to Rodriguez. Looks at the three, not there. Penetration to Carr on the baseline. Hits the little 8-footer. She's got kind of a funky shot, but it's very effective because she follows through. Has a good release on the shot, even though it looks a little funky trying to get it up. Graham out top, 40-30 Warriors, 5:20 to go here in the third quarter. Plummer top of the key, 2-3 zone for the Eagles. Husky back out to Plummer, she'll back it out. Dugan comes out on her a little bit now. They get into the corner. Dumbler for three. Strong on that one. Carr tips it. Rodriguez gets it. Throws it way ahead to Lau. I don't know if she's going to get to it. She can't. That's what I was talking about earlier, why that pass from Dumbler to Graham was so nice, was because so often that's what we see is they throw it too far ahead. If you're going to throw it ahead, you have to put backspin on the ball so when it hits, it checks up and gives your teammate a chance to get to it. Warriors being pressed now. They get it across to McLean. McLean back to Husky. And Husky gets a travel there. Didn't hold that pivot foot. Let it slide a little bit. 40-30 still Warriors. They're plus 20 on the scoreboard since a 10-0 run to start the game by Westside Christian. Carr drives, puts up a tough lefty on the baseline, and puts it in. She's not left-handed, and I told you, she's a little awkward-looking. She's kind of gangly, but she has a good release, and she can go with the left hand around the basket as well. 8-point Warrior lead. Graham working on Dugan. Still a zone, but it's Dugan extending way out on top. Graham gets underneath, too far under, hits the bottom of the rim. Dugan comes out of there after the Carr rebound. Puts the brakes on. 1-3-1 so for the Warriors. Dugan picks up her dribble, throws it to Rodriguez. Rodriguez takes a 22-footer. Almost banked it in. And then the ball knocked out of bounds by number 25. That's Hay. Warriors basketball. I can't even figure out what this press is. It's like a 2-3 press. I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like it. It's not very effective that the Eagles are putting on. Graham, left wing, penetrates in, kicks it out. Dumbler for three from the corner. A little short on that one. McLean gets the rebound, puts it up, misses, gets it back, puts it up. She's fouled. Good job by Shaylin to bang the offensive glass there with some authority. 3:48 to go, third quarter. Warriors leading 40-32. First foul on Rebecca Hay. First team foul of the half on either team. McLean misses the first one. A little short, caught that front rim on that. Told you she's a much improved foul shooter, but she shoots flat, though. She has a good follow-through. She just doesn't put much arch on it. So she comes up a little flat sometimes, and that time she got a little bit more arch on it, and she knocks it down. So Shaylin misses the first one, gets the second one. 41-32 Warriors, and Reggie's going to take a 30-second timeout. See Tim Harsma at Country Financial to learn more about protection for the things in your life that matter most and get started on a plan for a comfortable future. Contact Tim Harsma today at Country Financial, 503-565-2043. Since 1922, First Federal has been providing Yamhill County homeowners with secure local home loan options. Their mortgages have been trusted by generations of homeowners and are managed locally by people you know. When you choose First Federal, your money stays in Yamhill County. Visit their Amity branch at 110 Maddox Street or go online to www.firstfedweb.com to learn more. First Federal, they're here for you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. All right, it's going to be Westside Christian ball. 41-32 Warriors, 3:48 left, third quarter. 4 minutes and 12 seconds into the third quarter, only one foul called in this half. Plummer gets a tip. Warriors in a 1-2-1-1 press, or a diamond and one, as some people call it. They get it through. Madison over to Dugan, down in the corner to Hay, back to Dugan. Dugan, Plummer cuts her off. 1-3-1 for the Warriors. Plummer on top of that. Dugan's going to take a three from the left angle, hits it. Dugan, Holland Dugan with 8 points in the game now. Graham ahead to Husky. Husky throws a pass to Dumbler, lays it up and in. That's how you break the press right there. Graham in the middle of the court, went to the right side to Husky. Husky went cross court to Dumbler for the left-hand lay-in. Carr down the right side, gets past McLean. Dumbler reaches in and gets a foul. And Caitlin Dumbler does not agree with that call. She vociferously disagrees here to my right between her and Cicely. I don't know. All right. No shooting foul there. So they get the ball in, and they've got it in the hands of Rodriguez now at the Warrior head. She flips it to Dugan. Dugan swings it left side to Madison down in the left corner. Tough running right-hander by Carr. No good. Dumbler with the rebound. 43-35 Warriors, up eight. Graham puts the brakes on, now throws it to Husky. Husky starts to drive, decides better, goes down in the corner to Dumbler. Dumbler back to Graham. Graham inside to McLean. McLean turns, fouled. Boy, nice fundamentally sound move there by Shaylin. She gathered herself, took a power dribble, turned to the basket. Even with the double team there, she got the elevation a little quicker and extended the arms right into the arms of Carr. That's Carr's third. McLean misses the first one. Boy, I put the curse on her tonight. She's 3 out of 5 from the line. She'll have one more. Second one, perfect. So she's 4 out of 6. 67%, not bad. Not bad. She's not an outside shooter, and she's turned herself into a reasonably good foul shooter there. cross court. They go to Madison. Madison hits a little running lay-in. That's a nice break of the press there by the Eagles. Good little cross court pass. Husky to McLean. McLean starts to drive, slows down on the baseline, goes back out to Husky. 18-footer looks good. Is! Renee Husky squares it up and shoots. They need that. Hannah Hatch on the bench. Have to check on her status after the game and see how she is. Warriors back pressing up 9. There's a pass ahead to Madison on the right side, or to Hay, and it goes out of bounds off of McLean. She tips it out. Reinhold's coming back into the game. She's going to replace Carr, who has 3 fouls. So now they really need to go inside to McLean. With Carr out of the game, there is just nobody to stop her down low. Get the ball into Reinholtz. Reinholtz almost throws it away. Dugan quickly chases it down. She backs it out now. Dugan surveying the court. Swings it to Madison. Madison down in the right corner to Ryan to... I don't know what the foul is there. Boy, Keeley's going to get called for a foul on Rodriguez. That's her 3rd. Reg's trying to find out what she did. Boy, I didn't see anything, and Keeley didn't think she fouled her. But Rodriguez lost the ball as she started to drive, and they said there was a bump there, so there's a foul. They go in the corner to Madison. She's trapped down there. Ball knocked loose. We're going to have a foul called on McLean. McLean reaching in. Fans to my right don't like that. We're going to inbound the ball right side of the key, about 3 or 4 feet on the baseline, and they find an open Hay. She misses. Good defense by Brene Husky to recover. She missed her at first. There's the pass ahead to Husky off her fingers and out of bounds. Keeley didn't put quite enough air under that, and it didn't come down at a very good angle. 46-37 Warriors. Westside Christian ball. The Warriors end of the floor. Westside going right to left here in front of the scorer's table in the second half. The pass to the middle. Rodriguez gets it across. Plummer hassling her. Rodriguez throws it in the corner to Madison. Madison to the cutting Reinholtz. Picks it back up. Dugan for long 2. No good. Rebound by Graham. Graham steps through the double team. Pushes it up the right side of the floor. Still going. Crosses over. Gets all the way and gets bumped. No call. Got hit on the hip. And no call by the same official that gave the foul to her last time down the floor. Warriors recover the loose ball. Good job by Husky to chase that down. Graham clearly got hit on the hip. A horrible no call there. Dumbler for 3 from the corner. She hits it. Lillian Dumbler with her 4th 3. Lil, and there's a ball knocked out of bounds by Plummer on the press. Lil started to heat up there from the outside. She's liking that left corner right now. She's hit 2 of her last 3 from out there. 47 seconds to go. 49-37 Warriors here in the third quarter. Reinholtz to Rodriguez. She throws it way up the side and throws it away. That's what we're talking about. That long pass, when you just turn and throw it so often, it sails on you. You get more distance on that than you want to. It's not an easy pass to make, and we've seen more of those be turnovers tonight than we have be successfully caught by a teammate. Graham crosses over, gets through half-court traffic there. Now works to the right, back to the middle. McLean turns, misses her turnaround. A little sloppy on that one by Shaylin. It was a good move. She just didn't find the rim soon enough. 20 seconds to go. Dugan, Plummer working on her. Dugan backs it out, swings it down to the left corner to Hay. Her pass tipped by Husky, stolen by Plummer. Plummer in a foot race with Rodriguez, takes it in, misses. Husky misses, and the ball tipped out of bounds. Warrior basketball, 6.9 seconds to go. Oh, Plummer had that lay-in, just put it up a little strong. I think she thought she was going to get fouled, and she didn't get fouled, and then you shoot the ball too hard. Right, Kimmy? Right. Dumbler to inbound, gets it into McLean. McLean... back to Graham. Graham, they want to go inside. Now she does. She turns, shoots, no good. McLean had a chance at it. Little hesitation by Keeley and didn't quite get it to her when she really wanted it. And after 3 quarters, the Warriors had an 11-point lead at halftime. They have a 12-point lead, 49-37 after 3 quarters, outscoring the Eagles 14-13 in the third. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball. We'll be right back.
At Country Financial, we know you worry about protecting the people you love. Your wife?
Hi, honey.
Your children?
Dad, let's play catch.
It's why country financial representatives want to know who you care the most about and work hard to help you protect your family tree. Because as it grows, we'll be here with life insurance that can help you plan so that every branch can own their future. Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company and Country Investors Life Assurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Your local country agent is Tim Harzma. Tim is a great supporter of Warrior Athletics. Contact him for all your insurance needs at 503-565-2043.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. This is Jeff Clark coming to you live from Amity High School, where the Warrior girls lead the Westside Christian Eagles 49-37 after three quarters. We are ready for the start of the fourth. No team foul trouble here, though Keeley has three for the Warriors. I think she's the only Warrior with three. Carr has three for the Eagles. She's back in the game. Warriors have Dumbler, Plummer, Hatch back in. That's a good sign. Hatch going to take a 15-footer. Her shot partially blocked. And then we've got a reach-in foul on McClain. Boy, official calling kind of a touch foul on that one. The fans don't like that at all. Reg riding him a little bit. We are ready to go here. So a foul on Shaylin. Just her second of the game. Both of them on some reach-ins like that. Rodriguez working against the press. Throws it ahead. McClain tips it out of bounds. Good job by Shaylin. Cutting off the pass intended for Alana Carr there on the left sideline. Eagles the inbound right in front of their own bench. They swing it out top to Lau. Lau drives right, gets cut off, bounce pass back to Reinholds, to Dugan, to Rodriguez for three. No good. Rebound McClain. Head to Graham. Graham looking up, nothing there. Slows it down at the center circle. Goes right angle extended. They go to McClain at the foul line. She misses that one. Loose ball. Graham picks it up at the foul line. Nice bounce pass to Dumbler. Dumbler lays it up and in. What a great pass by Keeley Graham. Just a little turn and bounce pass down the left side of the lane to find Dumbler cutting the baseline. And there's a pass trying to go cross court, and Carr throws it away. Good pressure by the Warriors, creating a little chaotic environment. And the Eagles buy into it and get a little rushed and throw it away. 7:06 to go, fourth quarter, 51-37, Warriors up, and the ball. Still this funky, I don't know what it is, press that they're trying to put on. It doesn't work. They have one turnover out of this press all night that I can think of. It really doesn't do much. McClain with the ball out on top, gets it to Graham. Keeley swings it to Plummer down in the corner. Dumbler for three, a little long on that one. McClain high for the rebound, puts it back up, misses. Plummer tips it. Hatch gets it. She goes up. No good. It wouldn't stay in. Good try by Hannah Hatch there. There's a pass ahead to Dugan. Dugan up the middle of the floor. She's pretty quick. Knocked away from behind by Dumbler, or by Graham. She gets it back, trapped in the corner, throws it out high to Carr, hands it to Reinholtz. She goes in the corner to Dugan. She drives baseline, kicks it back out to Reinholtz, who gets it to Rodriguez. Rodriguez drives from the top of the key, gets it to Carr. Carr for three, air ball pulled out of the air by Shaylin McClain. McClain throws it ahead to Graham. Graham pushing up on Dugan, gets to the foul line, goes out to Dumbler. Angle three, good! Lillianne Dumbler from the wing hits the three-pointer. Good job by Keeley to find her, and Westside throws the ball away. 54-37. Warriors begin to put some distance between them and the pesky Eagles. 5:55 to go, fourth quarter. We've got a timeout taken. This is going to be a full timeout, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. 54-37 Warriors. We'll be back after this message.
Since their doors first opened in 1983, D&D Electrical strives to be a different kind of company. From industrial, electrical, security, to communications, their answer is yes, we do that. D&D Electrical is your full-service electrical contractor. They can handle the entire job, everything from a new outlet in the bathroom to a manufacturing plant. No job is too big, no job is too small. 24-hour service with 20 full-size response vehicles and the best equipment in the industry. Big company support and small-town service 24 hours a day. 503-472-4003. Ready to go to work for you right now. D&D Electrical, McMinnville.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. 5:55 to go, fourth quarter. Warriors with a commanding 17-point lead over the visiting Westside Christian Eagles. Senior night here in Amity. last regular season game, but not the last home game for these Warrior girls. They're going to play a district tournament game, or not district tournament, a district playoff game here on Tuesday at 7 o'clock. And I think it's going to be against Santiam Christian. That will be a tough game. So this one's just a stay healthy, get the win, try not to get anybody hurt. We had a close one with Hatch. Dumbler takes the three. No good on that. McLean chases down the rebound. She turns. Doesn't like it from the mid post. Back out to Dumbler. Dumbler gets a screen from McLean. Goes in the corner to Plummer. Ooh, they miss Shaylin going back down the lane. Nice job by Shaylin to roll after the pick, but didn't get the look there from Plummer. Plummer gets it to Graham. Graham starts to drive right side. Oh, she gets loose all the way in. Lays it up. Boom! Misses the shot. Carr affected that. Carr saves it. Gets it to Rodriguez. Rodriguez to Carr. Carr pushes up the left side with the left hand. Still going. Loses the ball. Dumbler with a steal. Carr almost got her fourth foul on a reach in there. Gets it to Graham. Graham, center circle. Crosses over. Gets past Loud. Gets in the lane. Goes to Plummer. Plummer, 18-footer. No good. Hatch tips it out of bounds and draws the foul over the back of Rodriguez there. So a loose ball foul on Hatch. Minute gone since that last time out. No score by either team since then. Still 54-37. There's a steal by Dumbler. Gets it to Graham. Graham pulls up. Deep two. No good. Tipped. Plummer gets it. She takes it up. Misses. And the ball tipped out of bounds by Reinholtz. It's going to be Warrior basketball. Left side of the key on the baseline. Dumbler to inbound. They box it up. They go out in the corner to McLean. McLean on top to Graham. Graham back in the corner to Dumbler. They cover that well by Carr. Now back out to Graham. Now she looks for McLean. The mid post turns, misses the jumper. Rebound by Rodriguez. Rodriguez, they hassle her. She throws it ahead to Reinholtz. Reinholtz gets it over to Carr. Carr, 17-footer, no good. McLean with another rebound. Shaylin dominating the boards here in the second half of this game. Graham takes it all the way in, up and under, misses, and Plummer is going to be fouled on the putback attempt. Keeley getting to the rim, just not able to finish tonight. Just 5 points for Keeley, and one of them was on a second quarter three. She hasn't taken another three since then, and she hasn't been able to finish inside very well. 4:12 to go, fourth quarter. Plummer misses the first one. Plummer not looking to score. We're fine. Yep, we're good. Somebody's worried about my backpack there. They'll carry all my equipment in, but it's okay. Plummer's second one looks good. And it is. Rattles around and stays in there. Good form on that one. 55-37 Warriors. Rodriguez with the ball to Dugan. Dugan penetrating hard. Takes it with the right hand. Misses. Rebound put back by Carr, and she's fouled. Carr will go to the line to shoot two. Got good length. She's probably got a couple inches of reach on Shaylin. Maybe an inch, something like that. Able to get some tips on the balls in there. That time able to come out with an offensive rebound. Hits the first foul shot. Hard to describe her shooting form. It looks awkward. It looks like she doesn't know how to shoot. But her release is very, very nice. She gets a very good follow through. The ball does exactly what it's supposed to do as it comes off her hand. She gets both free throws there. And she has 12 points in the game. There's a throw ahead to Husky, or to Hatch. Hatch hooks it over to Plummer. A little high. Plummer trying to chase it down. Can't get to it. That's that one-handed pass. Kind of hooking it over there, and it sailed on Hatch a little bit. Tell you what, if you counted up the number of one-handed passes that are bad compared to the good ones, nobody would ever make one again. But people don't think like that. They think in the moment instead of what really works, and so end up with some bad ones. There's a steal by Plummer. Graham pushes it up the middle, bounce pass to Plummer, lays it up and in. Nice unselfish play by Keeley Graham to get Alyssa that lay-in. Alyssa did the work to get the steal. Graham rewarded her with the basket. And that's going to be an over and back. Rodriguez was across the center line, came down with the pass, threw it back into the backcourt. Warrior basketball, 57-39. And here come Andrade Morrison and Brown. Graham, Hatch, and Plummer out. So this is a huge lineup, about as big as the Warriors can get. Andrade, the only guard in the game. Brown and Dumbler will play guard positions or wings here. And you got two posts in there. Andrade gets all the way to the basket, misses the shorty there, and pulled down by Dugan. Dugan, 3:20 to go. Warriors up 18. Dugan pulls up at the foul line. Air ball. McLean with another rebound. We got the five seniors back on the floor to finish out this game. Nice token by Reg there to let these girls play together here. One last regular season home game. Morrison, McLean, foul line, strong on that. Brown with the rebound, puts it back up, no good. Morrison gets it back out to Dumbler. Dumbler for three, no good. Ball tipped twice. McLean trying to save it, can't do it. Dives into the front row of the crowd there. That young man probably saw his life flash before his eyes with Shea Lynn coming at him full speed. That's not a good feeling for a little guy. He looks like about maybe a seventh grader over there or so. And Shea Lynn coming barreling at you. She's not a small girl. And when she's moving like that, you don't want to be in her way. Carr out on top. Gets it to Lau. Lau down in the corner. Rodriguez for three. No good. Carr, rebound tipped by Madison. Saved by Lau. Back to Madison. She'll go on the baseline. We got a... I don't know what we've got. Whistle. The coach had asked, I think, for a timeout and then didn't want it when they didn't need it. And the official gave it to him late. I'd never seen that happen before. 57-39. We've got a full timeout taken, so we're going to take one last commercial break, I think, in this game. 2:25 to go, fourth quarter. 57-39 Warriors. We'll be right back.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Sorry about that. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. A little dead air there. I got caught talking to the Dumblers and Cecily over here to my right, and they distracted me. Talking about that official giving the timeout about 5 seconds after the official called it, or after the coach called it, and he didn't want it anymore, and he gave it to him anyway. There's a pass to Carr. Carr, little 10-footer, and it rolls in. Her release is so good that she's able to get that shot, as ugly as it looked, to roll over the front of the rim and go in. Andrade trying to drive down the left side, and she is fouled. Maybe not fouled. Maybe just out of bounds. Maybe knocked away. No foul. Dumbler goes in the corner to McLean on the left side. Back out to Dumbler on the left wing. Now on top to Andrade. Andrade center circle area. Lau on her. Swings it to Brown. Brown pulls up. Deep two. Way off on that one. Rebound by Dumbler. Takes it back up and she's fouled. Good job by Lil. Not to hesitate. She got that ball. She picked it up off the floor basically, but immediately took the ball up before the defense had a chance to figure out what was going on. And that's the way you do it if you're inside, kids. Dumbler to the line to shoot two. First one, perfect. Best free throw shooter on the team, I'm sure of that. She doesn't shoot a lot, but she has, you know, such a great shooting release anyway. She gets that foul line. She misses that one. That's my bad, Lil. Morrison gets the rebound. They're going to call a late foul on McLean. My goodness. That was a late call. And I love listening to the fans get on the official here. If you're going to call it when it happens. I think that's the only thing that fans and coaches ask. It may have been a foul, but he waited until after the Warriors had the ball and were laying it up and in before he called the foul that happened 2 seconds earlier. So why they're saying 1-on-1, I don't know. It says 10 team fouls. They're saying it's 1-on-1. Carr to the line to shoot. She puts it up, hits the first one. We'll get one more. She has 15 points in the game. She had a pretty good game against us there at Westside also. I think she was at 12 or 13 points in that game. She misses that one. McLean chases down the board. Andrade brings it up. Minute 45 to go here in this final regular season home game or game at all for the Warriors. They will play Tuesday night, probably Santiam Christian. Warriors throw it away. It'll be West Side ball, minute 35 to go. Warriors will play Santiam Christian, I believe, here on Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. So make sure you tune in. We'll have the live stream on the video as well as the radio broadcast. Dugan gets it down to in the corner now to Lau. Lau, double team down there, and we got a timeout taken by the West Side Christian coach, Corey Winchell. 30-second timeout, so we're going to stay right here. Hey, hungry for some great barbecue? You love that mouth-watering, slow-smoked flavor? Sounds like you need to get to Uncle Jack's Barbecue on Highway 99 in Amity. Janelle makes sure that every bite is absolutely delectable, so whether it's ribs, burgers, or brisket, stop by for lunch or dinner Monday through Saturday. And don't forget, full-service catering is available for those special events. Uncle Jack's, it's dadgum good. And if you didn't know, Janelle begins work for the district also in halftime capacity. From now until the end of the school year, she's going to be replacing Judy Tansey, who's retiring. If you know Judy, if you went to school here, if you've been around, Judy's been working in the district since the 80s. And she's going to retire. Janelle's going to take her place full-time at the end of June, July 1st. But until then, they're going to job share that while Janelle trains for it. So we're excited to have Janelle coming on board. She's been an Amity supporter for a long time. And now she's going to be... And I think she's even done some coaching here. Now she's going to be our district secretary. So we're excited to have her. Warriors basketball on a missed shot by Carr. Morrison in the corner out on top to Andrade. Threw her hand. She chases it down. Stays on this side of the court. And then we've got a reach-in foul called on Lau. Excuse me. Got a cough going there. Let me get a quick water break here. Minute 5 to go, 58-42 Warriors. Been in control of this game since early in the second quarter. Never been within 8 since then. Andrade to Dumler. Dumler gets a screen, throws it to McLean on the pick and roll, takes the 12-footer, misses. Morrison puts it back up and in. Robbie Morrison getting the offensive rebound in the bucket. Her first bucket of the game. Nice for her to get in the scorebook here. Three-pointer from the corner by Carr. She misses. Rebound and a shot missed there by Madison. Warriors basketball under 40 seconds to go. Andrade fouled for some reason by Hay, and that'll put Andrade on the line to shoot 1-1. So Andrade back to the line where she's 2-for-5 tonight. Madison checking out. Madison is a senior, so this is her final game. Andrade misses the foul shot. West Side not going to be in the playoffs. Carr headed out also, getting a nice round of applause from their fans as she finishes up her West Side Christian career. Nice girl, good sportsmanship, and a good ball player overall. Rodriguez with the ball. Goes off the hands of a teammate there down in the corner, picked up by Dugan. Dugan penetrates, gets fouled by Morrison. No shot. She threw it up and in, but there's no shot there. Annalise Lau already checked out for Westside Christian. She's their other senior on the roster. They have three of them. Missed shot by Dugan. Rebound by McLean. Gets it to Dumler. Dumler gets it to Andrade. 15 seconds ago, she loses it. We're going to have a foul called on, looks like Rodriguez reaching in. That'll put Andrade back on the foul line. That is second foul on Rodriguez. 18 fouls on both squads right now. 15.4 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Warriors at the line. Andrade, 1-1, hits the first one. All right. Back in rhythm there. She's 3 out of 7 from the line now. This one, Talia makes it. Makes her 500 for the night. 4 out of 8. Let's see if she can do it. It's up and... no, it rattles around. Won't stay. Morrison battling. Can't get the rebound. Dugan against Andrade. Picks it up to Rodriguez. Rodriguez back to Dugan. Dugan goes down right block. There's a shot up and in by number 35, Claire Shearer. And a timeout taken with 0.9 seconds. But I have no idea why they're taking a timeout. So 0.9 seconds to go, fourth quarter, 61-42 44 Warriors. And he, you know, Coach Mitchell did this to us over at Westside Christian. He called multiple timeouts in the last few seconds of the game. And I have absolutely no idea why. I don't know what he's trying to do. This one's a full timeout nonetheless. Warriors break their huddle and head out anyway. They're going to get a win here. 61-44 looks like it'll probably be the final score. So both boys and the girls will be playing home for district tournament. Girls will play Tuesday for the district playoffs. Girls will play Tuesday, boys will play Wednesday. Andrade trapped in the corner, doesn't matter, and that is the game. So no idea why Mitchell called a timeout there, but he did. All right, final score, Amity 61 and Westside Christian 44. Seniors got to play a lot together tonight. That's a lot of fun. All right, folks, let's get you some scoring totals here. Lillian Dumler with 5 3-pointers tonight. That was 15 of her, let me see, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11, 15 of her 26 overall. So great scoring night for Lillian Dumler. McLean had 18 in the game. Talia Andrade with 3, Plummer 3, Morrison 2, Husky 2, Hatch 2, and Graham with 5. For the Westside Christian Eagles, Alana Carr with 15 in the game. Dugan with 8, Lau 5, Madison 4, Rodriguez 8, Hay and Shearer 2 each. All right, that is it for girls basketball during this regular season. We will be back with the next girls game on Tuesday versus, I believe, Santa Am Christian right here at Amity High School. 7 o'clock start time for that. 7 o'clock, so don't tune in at 6. You won't hear anything. 7 o'clock Tuesday night, Santa Am Christian versus your Warriors here at Amity High School. All right, we'll have about 15 minutes probably here. I'm waiting to see if they put some time on the clock. They've got to restart this thing. But we'll have a bit of a break here, and we will, what are they going to put on there? They got 13 minutes on there. Let me see. I'm waiting to see here. Tell me how much time we got, Ron. They haven't started the clock yet, but we're also going to have senior night, so there'll be some time spent on that. But we'll be back. They're going to put 15 on the clock, so we'll be back probably in about 10 minutes or so and get you set up for this game and do the seniors, recognize the seniors, let you know what's going on there, and then we'll have ourselves an exciting Warriors basketball game, I'm sure. All right, this is Amity Warrior Basketball. We'll be back in about 9 or 10 minutes or so. You're listening to KLYC.